Hello everyone. I've been up for like 18 hours straight, so this is going to be a very short video. And I figure I might as well squeeze this in before I finally get some sleep. I just watched a video from a new YouTube channel named HT Arcade, and I'm going to put his channel in the description box. And he made a video that I thoroughly enjoyed on the topic of girl gamers. And I just want to steer traffic to this guy's channel, and I want you to subscribe because I think this is probably the first real extensive rebuttal to the growing cacophony of female gamers that are making their way into the gaming scene. And demanding that everybody kind of that the entire environment change to suit them and their needs and to make them comfortable. So I don't know, maybe you guys will like the video, maybe not, but I personally enjoyed it very much, and I thought that it made many salient points. So I think you guys should definitely check out this channel. Give me your feedback, give him your feedback, and hopefully encourage him to make more videos. I have no problem directing subscribers to people that put out quality videos, and I feel that this was a quality video. So please do check it out and let me know what you think. I think that this whole clash of the genders that's going on in the video game community. I think this is a lot more than simply just, in defense of video games. Although I love video games and I've played video games since as long as I can remember. This is about, I think, male culture and the preservation of male culture. And male culture is tied to the video game community because, well, not only did we invent it, but we cultivated it, we preserved it, and we fought to make it mainstream and acceptable. And now that it is acceptable, you see this movement of women for their own selfish reasons kind of creeping into it. And I think that it should be called out. I'm not against female gamers. I'm against their constant demands to make it more comfortable for them. I mean, we see even now where it's getting to the point where they're demanding that the creative process be infringed upon just so it makes it more comfortable. I mean, I've seen complaints about the new Tomb Raider that was coming out, the new Lara Croft video game, where they women's groups or girl gamer groups or whatever you want to call them made a big stink about Lara Croft being subjected to an attempted rape. I mean, in the video game, not in reality, and Lara Croft doesn't really exist, but in the video game, they wanted to portray her as almost becoming a victim of rape, being attacked. And almost sexually assaulted, and they wanted to show her, I guess fighting the guy off. I don't know the specific details of the scene, but it created this shitstorm of controversy. And now they're talking about God of War and how the new game is going to feature violence against females, in a completely fictional context. This is a video game. And so they're making a big stink off of that. So this is a battle for the preservation of male culture and the male creative process. And so I think videos like his that HT Arcade uploaded are very important. It's not just video games. It's so much more than that. So please check it out and let me know what you guys think. Thanks for listening.